It's Morning Edition on listener-supported Maine Public Radio. Good morning with Rachel Martin and Noel King. I'm Erwin Gratz. One of the many challenges parents face in their search for affordable child care in Maine is that they're largely on their own. There isn't much in the way of guidance other than Google, a state-run website called Child Care Choices, and word of mouth. It's the parents who have to track down the nearest providers, assess the quality of care, determine if they can afford it, and seek out any available subsidies. Child care advocates say the state didn't help matters by axing a decades-old system that once helped connect parents with providers. That decision several years ago played a role in sending federal child care money earmarked to Maine to other states. Steve Missler has more as part of Maine Public's deep dive on child care.
Sarah Dona and her husband were perfectly happy with their lives in Portland, Oregon.
My kind of sense of self is in Oregon, the mountains, the climate, the culture of art and self-expression.
And the quality of childcare, which was important because Dona had begun a career as an occupational therapist when her daughter Rosalie was born. But 2 years ago, the family decided to leave Oregon and relocate to Portland, Maine. The move brought Sarah closer to her family here and in Massachusetts, but required a major adjustment to a different culture and lifestyle, as well as a cut in pay.
We left everything to come here.
And almost as soon as she arrived, her job changed from part-time to full-time. Suddenly, she had to find childcare for a full 5 days a week.
I was kind of hoping it would be like Oregon. I didn't realize, you know, there's less industry here. It's sparsely populated. I kind of had the assumption, and maybe, you know, it's just lack of research, I had the assumption that it would be easier here and more affordable.
You know, most parents, they needed childcare yesterday.
Judy Wright Parker is the director of Ounce of Prevention, a national organization supporting childhood development programs. She says finding childcare can be a daunting experience.
I mean, it's not all that different from trying to find the right healthcare provider or the right mental health professional. You know, you need to make sure that you and the provider have a good match. And, you know, people need help in thinking about how to ask those questions, how to feel empowered about asking those questions.
And without a childcare system that helps answer those questions, Wright Parker says parents like Sarah Dona can be quickly overwhelmed.
How would you even know? I suppose you could Google childcare in Maine and see what comes up. But that's incredibly random.
That's exactly what Sarah Dona did.
I first Googled childcare, daycares in Maine. I didn't find any banks or anything. So I called all the ones around. I visited countless. I don't even remember how many I visited in person.
She didn't like what she saw. The one center she did like cost $16,000 a year. All the while, Dona says she had no idea that the state runs a website that's designed to help parents locate childcare services.
I even asked people, you know, does the state provide any direction for this? Nobody answered yes to that question.
That comes as little surprise to Judy Wright Parker, a former policy analyst for the Maine Children's Alliance, which has been sounding alarms about Maine's childcare system for several years. It began with a series of spending cuts that began in 2007 under former Democratic Governor John Baldacci. And it continued for another 8 years under Republican Paul LePage.
They started little by little. It was like a death by a thousand cuts. I think 2011 was the tipping point.
In 2011, the Republican-controlled legislature, with votes from Democrats, passed a budget that sharply reduced funding in a variety of initiatives, including a $2 million cut in child care spending. LePage had promised cuts in state government, ridding it of what he called wasteful or ineffectual programs. The next year, the state ended contracts with what were known as resource and referral centers, regional agencies that provided development training for child care providers and also helped parents find care and navigate the subsidy programs.
They were the glue for a community.
Lori Moses is the director of Catherine Morrill Day Nursery in Portland, and has been working in childcare for over 3 decades. She recalls how the staff at the 8 referral centers would meet with parents in person, fielding questions they might have about providers.
What training do they have? What's your turnover? And then there's certainly the facility, there's the curriculum. Is there transportation? Is it on a bus route? Do they offer meals? Are there pets? Because if you have allergies, that won't work. What are the ages you serve?
Moses says eliminating the resource centers means parents have to rely on a website, if they can find it, and a 1-800 number.
And now there's no personal connection whatsoever.
And the data on the state website aren't comprehensive because the defunct resource centers were responsible for collecting and reporting it to the state. Judy Wright Parker says the state's move to cut roughly $1 million in annual funding for the resource centers also contributed to a loss of $4 million in annual federal matching funds designated for Maine to provide child care subsidies for low and moderate income parents.
Yeah, the other states got Maine's money. That's absolutely true.
In fact, every other state but Maine and Nebraska spend on referral centers to help trigger the matching funds. A spokeswoman for the State Department of Health and Human Services says the Mills administration has a plan to once again utilize the federal matching funds. That plan does not include restoring the referral centers, which have effectively been replaced by the website and 1-800 number. Portland parent Sarah Dona did ultimately find childcare for her daughter after a home provider messaged her on Facebook. Sarah's mom, who has just arrived at her house, drives up from Boston twice a week to help out so that Sarah can continue to work. Still, she says there seems to be little correlation between affordability and quality in Maine's childcare system, and she says she questions her decision to leave Oregon.
I don't think moving to Maine was the best move for my family. I don't. It's been really, really hard.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
Maine Public's Deep Dive, Child Care in Maine, is made possible in part by the John T. Gorman Foundation and United Way's Women United. Later today in Maine Public's Deep Dive on Child Care in Maine, we'll look at the pluses and minuses of Quebec's public system of child care for preschoolers. That'll be on Here and Now at noon. And you can find Maine Public's Child Care Deep Dive online at mainepublic.org/childcare.